The Coal Porters, that's who we're listening to here on Regional Voices. Now, we've already spoken with mandolinist and frontman Sid Griffin on how the alt-bluegrass band came into existence rather unexpectedly due to the unfortunate injury of a drummer, which prompted Sid and guitarist Neil Robert Hurd to waylay their rock and roll gig and form an acoustic project while honoring the drummer's contract that they would not play any electric shows without him. Now, what about that name, the Coal Porters? Well, if you're like me, then you've probably assumed that Coal Porters is a reference to that great American songwriter of the 20th century that composed such tunes as Night and Day, Love for Sale, Anything Goes, just to name a few, and you would be incorrect. Sid Griffin explains.
Well, as I said, I had this band called the Long Riders, R-Y-D-E-R-S, in homage to the Byrds. It were B-Y-R-D-S. God, I can't spell an NPR. How embarrassing is that? And so I thought the next band we should have a misspelling as well, and I couldn't think of a name of the band. And I lived in Hollywood at the time, and the scriptwriter next door was just a really sweet guy. And he said, look, tomorrow morning I'll come, and I'll have a couple dozen band names for you. And he did. He handed me a piece of paper, and one was the Montgomery Clefts. See, they're all puns. And so on and so forth. And the Coal Porter, C-O-A-L, was one I really loved. Now, most people don't know this, but a coal porter was a circuit rider in the 1700s that preached the word of the Lord when you didn't have a regular church in your community because it was too small or so spread out. So that was a coal porter. A coal porter is also the guy on the trains in Britain. And in America in the early 1700s, late 1700s and early 1800s, the guy that, when they had coal trains finally come in, excuse me, jet lag, that was the guy that put the coal on the thing, the coal porter, and on the fire. And so there's a multiplicity of puns, and hardly anybody gets it. They think it's C-O-L-E, which is...
Right, like the jazz musician Coal Porter, right.
Like the great songwriter that we all know and love, but it's C-O-A-L, and it was also Taking Coals to Newcastle, mm-hmm. and Kentucky Makes Coal. So that's why we came up with the name. And it's a bit Dixie Chicks now, because I saw the Dixie Chicks, and they had this marvelous interview. They said, well, if we knew we were going to be this popular, we'd have come up with a better band name than Dixie Chicks. And now I kind of feel like that. I thought, things are just going our way this last year and a half, since we made the Durango record about a year ago. And I thought, God, I wish I had a better name for the band. I hadn't been so flippant.
Well, flippant or not, the Coal Porters are the Coal Porters, taking traditional bluegrass and turning it on its ear from time to time, as well as taking tunes from outside of the bluegrass genre and porterizing them, such as this one, which is a tune from Sid's previous band, The Long Riders.